Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. The geek in you.
Hello and welcome to Geekcast Radio. This is episode 188, and you people might be thinking, 188, weren't you just on 96? Well, through the magic of Optimus Solo's math and whatever else, through his year-long or 10-year-long GCRN project of accumulating all of our episodes, Geekcast Radio Presents, or like we used to call it, Geekcast Radio, has gotten up to 188 episodes in the last 9.5 years. I am, of course, TFG1 Mike. Joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm the same as always. Ever present and omnipresent.
There you go. Joining us tonight are our new syndicated team, Jenna and Bridget from Geek Responsibly. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
That was in sync.
It was.
Hey.
Didn't they call that stereo?
Exactly. It was in stereo, not in sync. I mean,
we wanted to be a boy band. Yeah. So
we could be recording this podcast from the sync, but no one will really know if that's true or not.
I want proof.
Prefer it didn't happen.
Yeah. So we are here to talk to these ladies about their lovely podcast. One that I've been screaming at through my headphones over the last couple episodes. I'm like,
we appreciate you doing so, because then it puts us in our place and we know.
I'm like, it's Bebop and Rocksteady. How do you not know this?
I mean, at least through the frustration, I'm assuming you are enjoying us talking about
random
shit that we talk about.
To be honest, you're the first podcast I've listened to in probably 7.5 years. I produce, I record, I haven't listened to a full podcast in God knows how long.
I mean, it goes by quick for us. When we started it, it was just kind of us recording our conversation, wasn't it?
Essentially? Yeah.
Essentially. And then we're like, oh shit, like an hour went by. Like, I guess we should save some for later. And then here we are on episode, we're going to have
15
now coming out. So it's been pretty fun. And we've been trying to not swear as much, so we're going to be kind of polite tonight. We're trying to be. Jenna's here sitting here just like frozen, because I know she just wants to like go off the wall.
No, I'll wait. I'll calm
Feel
down.
Free. Go ahead. Let's, you know. We used to do a show called Headshot where it was the two of us, nothing but complaining about anything and everything.
And we did.
That's right up your alley, Mike.
We should rename this, not to Headshot, what Mike dislikes.
No.
Top of the list, cheese.
And then Harry Potter.
Pod slammer.
He's sorry. Like, I wish I did not invite these two.
No. I'm basically holding my head in my hands and being like, I can't deal with this now.
He's Captain Picarding us right now.
Oh, yeah.
Captain. No, at occasion, you'll hear him head desk.
Oh, I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. You haven't had a reason yet.
Well, I hope I'm that reason.
That's not a good thing to wish for.
I don't know. Now I have to.
It's like our, it's, I think if that happens, it's like our
five
it's
flattery.
Now. It's like, oh, shit, we gotta go. That's it. Go.
Yeah.
Moonwalk backwards. Yeah, exactly that, for sure.
Perfect.
Besides,
so what's on the agenda?
I don't know. We're here to talk about you guys, so. Hey, at least we're not talking behind your backs. We're talking to your faces. There you go. What made you want to start the show? Like, other than just recording each other's conversations that you were having, what was the genesis of the idea?
So, Genesis.
That's you.
That's me. How did you know that's my gamer tag, actually?
Yeah.
So if you want to add me on to Xbox, it's Genesis.
So now everyone can find you.
Everyone.
Oh, around. Stop. Don't indulge me. Anyway. So yeah, you talk about it because you were the one that twisted my arm.
Yep, it was my idea. I actually had the idea back in 2009 to start a blog. Never came to fruition. I decided to continue holding the domain name geeksandgarters.com forever. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a podcast. And the podcast I would like to do is kind of, I'm very interested in emotions. So I actually graduated with my associates within psychology. And then I started doing hypnotherapy. And I wanted to connect and have like an understanding on us watching TV series, movies, and how we emotionally connect to them. And that's what the podcast was supposed to be.
And then she invited me.
I go, hey, I'm really nervous on, you know, kind of putting myself out there and my soul. And, you know, you're just vulnerable, even though people can't see you. My soul. This is my baby, right? I'm trying to create this thing. And she comes on, and now it's kind of gone to something else.
So she had good intentions. You wanted to reach out and touch people. And
good
intentions.
She wanted to, like, she really had a lot of stuff that she wanted to dive into. And then we always had conversations sitting in the car in the parking lot at like 4 a.m. And we have these conversations that went on for hours.
Like literally hours. People would be messaging us, asking us if, like, we were okay.
Did you
4 hours later.
So, and we always laugh like, man, we're hilarious. We should record it. So you were going through, you were doing the blogging, then you were doing the podcast, and then you were like, I need to do my first episode. Can you sit in with me? Bro, be a bro. Like, sit in with me. I need your help. And I'm like, I was going to drop.
She actually said no. She said no.
I said no a lot. I was like, nah, you're fine.
No, it's yours. It's cool. Yeah, like, I don't want to be a part of it. I'm like, no, I really need you. Like, I'm a huge pansy. Well,
And even when I was here, I was like, no, I'll just like kind of sit and talk shit with you and kind of co-host. So yeah, I think the first episode, if you listen, it is you talking about the emotional stuff. And I'm just like, let's talk about bullshit. And it just turned into that instead. So I kind of ruined her whole idea, apparently.
I would still like to have that as a series within Geeks and Geek Responsibly. So it's like, this is going to be this one, and it'll just be me. And then we have ours, so it'll probably go dual weekly, or like a week, like double podcast in a week. And so I'm planning to take one TV series and break down the characters and why we connect to them on an emotional level, as well as the TV show. And that could take a couple of episodes.
But as far as like Geek Responsing, where it's at now, we essentially kind of will sit up, like meet each other, what, 30 minutes before. Bust out an outline, like, what do you want to talk about? Like, all right, let's talk about this shit. And then we'll just sit and just go off and have conversations and just have them recorded. So it's been easy. It's been really easy. So it's been
and fun.
Yeah.
I have a friend again.
As long as it's fun, that's really all that matters in the end. But the hard work that you have to put into it, oh man, you can ask, Steve will tell you. When we first started, I'm like, okay, I'm just like, we started our, which is now retired, Movie Week in Review, where basically we sit down and watch a movie, not to get, but, you know, we watch the movie because we're all online. He's in Michigan. I'm in Chicago at this point. At that point when we started it, I was in Kentucky. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to look through my entire 100 or 200 or 300 DVDs and just make an entire list. I plotted out 2 years of a podcast in a week.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, he'd be crazy.
Do you still have all the DVDs?
No, sadly not.
Oh, that was a question for me. I'm like, where are they now?
They're in somebody else's house. I have no idea.
Oh, FYE was my friend. I used to pawn so many DVDs so I could get like movie swag.
I'm crazy on the planning side. We usually have another friend that helps us out. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, Optimus Solo, he's been doing a lot of work with us over the years. He'll create format, like I'll create the show or I'll create the outline of the show as far as like what's going to happen when, which episode, and he'll create a format for the show for the most part, and we'll just go through and just do it for as long as we emotionally can, because there are some things that are like, we had a Mask review, cartoon review show. He basically said at episode 14, he's like, I'm out. I can't do this anymore. Because while Mask is great in hindsight, yeah, the only great things about it are the theme song and the opening animation. The actual plots of that show are repetitive and boring. You were going back and watching? Oh, yeah, we watched it. That's the thing. Most of our cartoon reviews... Yeah, we watch every single... In the last seven years... Go ahead, Steve.
It ends up being torture at some points.
Oh, stop it.
It is. Don't even play.
Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to flinch if you were to listen to the song now? Because even if that song comes out... Like, I will blast that in my car.
Oh, no, I love the song. The song is great. It's just the plots of that cartoon series... Yeah, it's just the plots of that cartoon series. Half of them are repetitive. They're in the same location every single episode. Venom is doing the exact same scheme every single episode, kind of a thing. So, no, the theme song is great. I can absolutely listen to that anytime and have fond memories of having the playsets and the toys as a kid and all that. Yeah, we've been doing, right now, Steve is right, it is currently torture. Kevin and I have been doing... our Powers of Grayskull series for the last 7 years, where we've reviewed every single episode of He-Man, She-Ra, and we're currently in the New Adventures of He-Man, and that show is garbage.
The 2001, right?
No, the 1991, the one where they went to space.
The ponytail? With the ponytail?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, kind of skipped over that, and then they revamped it again.
2002, and it was so much better. Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly want to rewatch that because my husband's a He-Man fanatic. We have a whole room dedicated to He-Man action figures. I mean, wall to wall. There's some vintage stuff, but a lot of it's from Mattel when they were doing the lines. And then got switched over to Four Horsemen. So we have all those as well. But I kind of wanted to rewatch it because the one thing that I like about He-Man and a lot of those cartoons is you get the moral of the story kind of, and I know it's like kind of hoaxy and stuff, but you don't get that out of cartoons anymore now. Like, I just feel like sometimes they're not made as good as they used to be.
They're not.
They're not, no.
That's why we review nostalgia.
Yeah. We'll talk about current events and things like that and things in the news, but reviewing stuff, that's why we review nostalgia, because a lot of the I get it. Cartoons are supposedly supposed to be made for kids, kind of a thing. But we now live in an age where when we all growing up, we want to relive our childhood, kind of thing. And the cartoons of today just are not like all the new Looney Tunes stuff. It's like that's not Looney Tunes. It's too weird.
But I wonder if that's also because it's not marketing to us anymore. It's marketing to the younger generation. And what they're into is different.
Have you not seen the Looney Tunes? It's like all war related and like...
No.
There's like if you watch certain shows and like certain episodes,
yeah,
it's very like that era when it was made.
Oh, you mean the old Looney Tunes?
Yeah,
the classic ones is great. Yeah,
the classic ones, I'm like, whoa, I can't believe they actually put that in here.
Now, I would love to sit down and, like, I'd love to have your reaction on, like, watching the new DuckTales, because I know you haven't seen them yet.
I haven't, actually.
And they're done very well.
I used to watch DuckTales all the time.
The new one's done well, so.
That's impressive, because anytime I watch anything that's remade, I absolutely hate it.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have a couple, there's, I think, a couple other stuff coming Thundercats.
I think it's hilarious that when we're growing up, we want to be older, and when we get older, we want to go.
Young. Yep.
I just want to come home on a Saturday, eat cereal out of a huge Tupperware bowl. Oh, I do that now. So that's
yeah, you do.
That doesn't change. We are serious about our fort building in the house. That shit's legit. Like that's what we do. Blanketsburg. That's what happened. It was a couple months ago, I think.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's about time we should make another one. Yeah.
The new name. No Blanketsburg. We need a new fort name. So if you guys know of any forts,
you just make it up. No pillow forts, though. Only blankets for me. I don't have enough material at home to do that.
Wow.
And plug the holes.
That's what she said.
Oh,
if
God.
If you have too much awkward time, this is what happens. Like, when there's awkward, like, random pauses of silence, guaranteed Jenna will find something to say.
Hey, there you go. Well, that's what podcasting is all about.
It's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially when you throw a monkey wrench in things and your co-host doesn't know you can do impressions of characters.
Go. Who do you want to start with?
I don't know.
Well, start with something. Do something.
I can't just pull them out of my hat.
They're yes, you can. Don't fucking lie. You know you can.
What? You can totally just pull them out.
That's what she said. No. literally. No.
Saki, this is Crown. Where the devil is my new body? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember when he did that the first time. I knew he did other voices, but I did not know he could do Krang. And I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell?
Yeah, we were doing a Ninja Turtle episode of some sort, with like JT or somebody, and
somebody,
I did that, and he's like, wait, what?
Exactly.
we'd already talked to.
My question is, when did you know you could do that? How did that come out? How long did you practice?
I actually don't practice all that much.
There's just a natural state.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things that I had a Transformers argument with myself in a parking lot one time.
wait, what?
because I can do Beast Wars Megatron, I can do Waspinator, I can do Scourge, Starscream, and a few others. And so I was I was sitting there arguing between characters in the parking lot because I used to work at a car lot, and that's how I would pass the time sometimes. And I would listen to them on my MP3 player saying specific things or doing specific
like scenes.
Yeah, scenes. And so I would take the voice and then I would just start doing my own scenes with it and seeing how fast I could jump between voices.
Nice.
And I happened to one day walk past a car and they had their windows rolled down and they just looked at me and I was like,
They're like, this happened. I'm going to back away slowly.
Yes. And so, yeah, it was a little disturbing then. But then I started doing some of them on purpose, just intentionally.
At work? Like,
yeah,
are you selling cars? Did you sell cars like this?
Have you sold a car like that?
I did not sell cars. I was the guy who cleaned them, but I would do it to the employees.
So washing cars and just talking to yourself.
Yep, pretty much.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're my best friend.
I would walk past you fast. Very fast. If I heard it, I was like, I'm just gonna walk very fast.
I would join you.
I wouldn't have anything because I can't do any of the voices from Beast Wars. No way.
Oh, yes. Megatron.
Pretty damn good.
I just went to Universal Studios and Megatron totally made fun of me. He asked me if my hair was a mutation.
Oh, because it's blue right now.
He goes, is that a mutation? And then he's like, tell me you didn't do this to yourself. and he was like touching my hair and flinging it. I'll have to put the video up.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I simply have a penchant for intelligent conversation.
Yes! That is amazing.
I actually talked to the voice actor doing that one time.
Yeah. We've interviewed David Kay twice, and was it the first time or the second? It was the first time.
I think it was the first time.
And the coolest thing about some of our interviews is they'll actually ask us questions at times.
Like the last one.
Yeah, like the last one. We'll obviously have to answer. And at one point during the original David Kay interview, we were trying to figure out a way to work Steve to be able to work that in. And David said something about, mm-hmm. Do either of you do impressions? And I'm like, Steve, let's go. You know, just do it already.
You're like, stage is set.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
for you.
Yeah, like.
It's like pushing him into the spotlight. Get going.
Yeah.
Dance, monkey, dance. Do it now.
Yeah, that's Mike, right. Mike does that to me a lot.
Hey.
Sometimes it's spur of the moment, but sometimes I'll just throw one in there randomly. You know, one of the ones that I used to do, and I used to get in trouble for this because I would sometimes run events, and myself and my friend that was in the booth running the stuff that would go up on the screens, you could hear us on occasion because we would be going,
The stairs are from us. My precious.
And so we would just be doing that, and then eventually, like, somebody looks up, and we're like, oh, we should probably not do that.
Like, we're getting attention now.
Yeah, not the good kind.
I don't think I have anything as far as, like...
Yes, you did. You did Armstrong.
Armstrong? What?
And you were singing jazz?
Oh, yeah, no, there was that one. No, the one that was, like, dead on was your Ralph from The Simpsons. We just found that one out, like, what, a couple weeks ago?
It was probably about, like, 3 weeks ago.
It was good. It was dead on. That's here, funny. Dance Monkey Dance.
No. Yours. No, you were doing Gollum.
Yeah, but that takes a lot. That's hard for me to, like, do.
Really?
Yeah. That one's difficult.
Interesting.
Your Ralph one.
It didn't look like it. Didn't look difficult.
Some of the hardest ones to do, actually, more so than animation, are real people.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I used to annoy Mike with the Charlie Sheen one when he was going through his tiger blood phase.
Oh, do you still do it?
Adonis DNA. Tiger blood. Tiger blood. You know, or I do like I can do a Casey Kasem, but like I have to like have it like scripted to do the voice.
Oh, I used to listen to that all the time.
Like I start them off usually with like, "This is Casey Kasem, and you're listening to the Top 40 Countdown."
Yeah.
And so like I did like an impression of that for like another podcast. They were trying to do like a mock movie film award show or something, and I just pulled that out, and he's like, "I'm using that." I'm trying to think what another one is.
While you're thinking that, I wanted to ask you guys, because you were saying that you guys had done that movie review podcast first. How long ago was that when you guys started that?
We started it in 2009, and it ended earlier this year.
Yep.
And you said when you started it, you went through all your DVDs and essentially set it out for 2 years of how you were going
to
run it.
Oh, no, he set that out to, like, 2020.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's like, if we're still doing this by then, I'm like, I won't be doing this show, I guarantee you.
Ideally, what had happened was I'd set out the first 2 years at the time, and then as time, like, before we launched the show, I had the first 2 years set. And then after we got 3 or 4 episodes in, I'm like, okay, let's just run down the whole list and I'll schedule it out to whatever.
Was there like a particular order of like when you were starting those movies, were you wanting to start with something that you had seen, like going back and rewatching it, nostalgia kind of pulling at you, or were you trying to do...
Kind of. It was more of like what movies do we both like? Like, what movies are we going to want to sit down and actually talk about kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that was like.
Yeah, that's how that started. And then it slowly started to go in random directions. And then I still have yet to finish one episode that's a part of a spotlight I started many, many moons ago.
But, I mean, out of that, do you guys know which one was your favorite movie? And which one, like, favorite movie to revisit and see again versus... one that you saw after you're like, I don't like the movie as much as I thought I did. So extremes of favorite one versus one that you disliked.
Not really, I don't think.
There were quite a few that we made into 15-minute episodes because they were we realized once we sat down to record it that we probably should not have, and because the film didn't have enough to go on.
Yeah.
Or but, I mean, we didn't.
Was there regret, like sitting down and having the 15 minutes, was there regret? You're like, I really wish I didn't watch this movie again. Or was it only sitting down, you're like, hey, there's really not much to talk about except, yep, it was bad. We don't recommend watching it again.
Yeah, I kind of tend not to do the bad. Like, I will only review things that I actually like because I found through a network I had been listening to already, Earth2.net, Earth-2.net. They have a show over there called Tranquil Tirades where they basically just tear into any movie that they want to basically, you know, negatively review it. And they just do it so well that I'm like, okay, I'm only doing stuff that I actually enjoy. I'm not doing the bad review thing. Sadly, I don't. I would have to look and see if it's somewhere else. I actually don't have the original M-Wire schedule anymore. I know...
I might have it on an external hard drive.
Yeah.
I might even have the original RSS feeds that I used to hand code.
Oh my! That's impressive.
Yeah, when we started the network... I was editor and tech support and RSS guy, which was totally garbage. We used Audacity, and it was just, it was a nightmare to sync up audio because we recorded on, you know, our own end and then put it together, and it was just a train wreck. And I eventually was like, no, this isn't going to work. And then I trained Mike how to do it. And then eventually we got Adobe products, and it was so much easier. Oh, yeah. And pretty much everybody edits their own stuff now, which is beautiful because and then the RSS feeds are pretty much automated. So, I rarely have to mess with any of that, including for the site purposes. Like, a lot of it, I had to hand code that too, on the early site, which again was a travesty and waste of time for me, which has been freed up by automation and I love it. Yeah. But, kind of rounding back to the M-Wire, I will say one of my favorite episodes to edit and put together, or, spotlights anyway, was the Ace Ventura films.
Oh yeah,
I love those.
Super Troopers and the Police Academy were all some favorites that I enjoyed editing and recording.
Our first three episodes were Back to the Future trilogy, the Naked Gun trilogy, and then Big Fat Liar.
Oh, interesting.
I feel like I don't know what ours would be if we were going to do movies, because I mean. I ride the nostalgia train hard.
Yeah, we would do the same thing. Lost Boys, Goonies.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka, for sure. Never Ending Story.
You gotta see the Monster Squad again.
What's that? Little Monsters.
Yeah, Little Monsters is pretty good.
Howie Mandel. Oh my God.
No, it's just interesting because, like, I think I'd like to kind of revisit some of them and kind of go through and see if they still, you know, pull you in like they do when you're a kid. Yeah. Or, you know, kind of seeing if they stand up test of time kind of thing.
Sometimes they don't.
When we're talking about the dinosaurs, like little, I think it was only 15 minutes, 30 minutes I used to watch with the Pizza Hut commercials that were amazing. But when I watched, or that, what was it? The cat stealing the breath?
Yeah.
It still holds up.
Well, that one's terrifying.
That is a terrifying one. But it's, and then when you guys are talking about kind of like all the, I think it's like tech stuff. Jenna has probably more an idea of what you guys are talking about with RSS feeds, because I know nothing about any of that. You do all the work. You do all the work. She sets everything up, and then I just come in and put my face to the mic, essentially. So I love you. Thank you for doing all the work.
That's the great thing with Steve and I now at this point. Like, even if he, like, say he has some family thing going on or whatever else, not that he does this very often, but he'll say, oh, can you edit this and get it up and do all that? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I edit all. I'm crazy. I will do 20 different podcasts at the same time over a period of time. So yeah. I will record anything and everything, edit it all, get it all set to go, and all this and all that and everything else. But yeah, it's nuts. The one thing with Movie Week and Review that I tried to do, and we did do every year, we would do at least 2 or 3 years, we would do Christmas stuff. Thanks. So the first year, episodes 21 to 23, we did A Christmas Story. Thank God it wasn't 24 hours of A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
I like that movie, but I'm sorry, 24 hours straight of the same damn thing is too much.
Well, see, I put it on, and you technically get one full movie, because you don't really pay attention to it, and exactly. All for the 24 hours, you see all at once.
Yeah.
What would be fun, though, is doing a live commentary for 24 hours to see how little you care by the end of it.
Oh, God. Please, don't tempt me.
If somebody paid me enough money, I would do it.
Yeah. No one could pay us enough money to do that. Episode 22...
I'll take their money.
Yeah, well... I'd take their money, too. What I'm saying is there's not enough money in the world to have us do that. It's not worthwhile. Episode 22 was the Michael Keaton Jack Frost snowman movie.
Oh, wait, and nope, the, sorry. I was thinking Jack Frost, that horrible horror movie with the snow, the killer snowman. Sorry.
No. He's talking about when he dies and he goes to,
I am picking up what you are putting down, but at first
it's
I was
Snow Dad.
Exactly, it's Snow Dad. Episode 23 was Christmas National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the single greatest Christmas movie of all time. Yep. Episode 76, 77, what?
Do you still have this written down that you know this? Or are you literally remembering?
We're looking at the RSS feed.
I'm looking at the website right now from the past episodes for 21 to 23, and I know it in my head. But 76, 77, and 78, I automatically know what that is. That's the Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3, because that's how we originally did that.
Obviously.
See, Mike can remember exactly where they are.
Almost.
Me, I remember absolutely nothing. I will literally record a podcast
and lose it.
And it will instantly, after recording, like after I hit the stop button, I will forget everything I talked about.
I think we end up doing that sometimes.
It's
kind of get through, like, what did we talk about?
It's literally unique to the point that I have to either A, keep show notes before I start, if it's something I have structured, or I have to have a notepad open so that as I talk about things, I can write it down so that when I go to write the description later, I know what was in the episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's some that we forget, and because it's more often than not that we just kind of go on a tangent, and we'll eventually, some weird way, we eventually come back to where we were. But it takes us a while to get there.
That's what makes us friends.
I know. It's pretty good.
But I actually listen to the podcast after they're put up, just to kind of go over and listen to like how we sounded, what I need to improve on.
I was definitely.
And then I just continuously laugh in my car like a psycho and then message her going, oh my God, I love us. Oh my God, I love it.
And I honestly was terrified to listen to him. I didn't want to listen to myself talk. I didn't want to listen to the podcast.
You're a loser.
Because I just put it on the ether. I'm like, there it is. I'm done. Like, let it be. It is what it is, kind of thing.
We started out doing that. And then once I learned how to edit and everything else, I'm like, I want to put every little thing I possibly can in, every little nuance I can possibly put in here, I want in here. I will, like, say we wrote.
Awesome.
Like, this specific episode, which I'm probably not putting a lot in here, but we're at basically just under an hour at this point. I will listen through this whole thing to make sure there's no mistakes, there's no this, there's no that. So I listen to it as I'm editing it, so I don't go back and listen to it after I publish it, because I know everything is exactly the right friggin' way I want it.
I need a crash course.
We spent...
coming, too.
We spent.
Sorry, I'm cutting you off. I feel bad. She yells at me about this.
Tell her to shut up.
No, I was gonna say like we're pretty excited because we actually are in a podcast.
We're not. I'm not.
I am.
Bridget is.
I am representing the team. I'm in a podcast competition for Frog Pants Studio with Brian Ibbett, and I think I got in because I don't know what I'm doing, and she was. We did applications, and she's like, you need to get in there. It'd be awesome to, like, learn stuff. I'm like, cool, man. Twisting my arm took me forever to write anything. And I pretty much wrote, like, anything, like, to teach. I'm like, hey, cool. My friend does all the work on the podcast. I just speak into the mic. It'd be cool to learn something. So I'm looking forward to going into the contest because I'm hoping to learn the shit that you guys are talking about that I don't even know is English. So I'm hoping that way I'm not, like, such an asshole and making you do all the work. And I can
she also called it an RS feed, but I didn't put...
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't call her out on that one.
Thank you. You're a swell friend.
Yeah. You want to know how crazy we are? We spent 6 hours on the Star Wars franchise.
Oh,
what? We have three episodes, 75 part one, which was the prequel, 75 part two, which, no, 75 part one was the original trilogy, 75 part two was the prequel trilogy, and then 75.5 was Spaceballs.
So which one was it that
Spaceballs.
Yeah, I love Spaceballs as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He's like, I do too. Shut up.
But
he said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's the only number that an idiot would have on their luggage.
Yep,
pretty much.
But we were making fun of Mike during one of the entire episodes. I'm not going to tell the whole story because it's just funny.
Go ahead. Tell them. You already set it up now. You might as well just do it.
We were ragging on him on Facebook while he was, like, he posted something about us recording the episode. And so we're just having this, like, kind of not very specific conversation, but poking fun at him. And we're all laughing hysterically. And he's the only one taking, like, full notice of the podcast, like, just actually, like, paying, you know, treating it serious, and we're just, like, cackling on the other side, and then messaging each other through, like, Skype and through Facebook, and he has no idea what's going on, and then about, like, half an hour later, it finally dawns on him, and it had to do with, like, a situation that he told us before recording, and I think it's still screenshot on the website.
Somewhere you probably have it.
I want to say it's still on the website, but it was on an MWire episode of one of the the Star Wars. Yeah. He was so mad though. It was hilarious.
You guys were just goofing off.
it was me, Kevin, and Birdman that were on it.
Done. Yep. What's worse is the thing that the times that I my computer would screw up. And it would, like, if a power surge hit it or something, or it would just stop functioning kind of thing, and I basically got kicked off the episode, and the crap that they would pull when I wasn't there, you know, like, okay then.
Like, Mike's not around, it's just total chaos, sheer chaos.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
I think we have some moments where when we're recording, and one of us is almost more serious on whatever the subject might be. I think we had one, and I was talking about, I don't know if it was gaming addiction or something. I was trying to cover that, and I look over, and you're on your fucking phone. And she's just texting away, and I'm like, dude, like, we're in this. Like, this is kind of serious.
No.
What was it?
No, I was looking for something that we had previously talked about.
But we moved past it.
But I really wanted, I already started. I engaged and I needed to find whatever I was looking for. Yeah. But you were trying to talk about fitness and health and how to still be healthy. And it completely fizzled out.
Yeah. She left me out there, let it fizzle out. And I look over, like, comments, Jenna.
And then I was like, look what I found.
Yeah. She's like, look what I found. I don't know what the hell it was at the time. And I'm like, look at. Like, it's so cute and shiny. I'm like, she did it. Like, and it was, and that's what went up because we didn't edit. We weren't editing at the time because sometimes we like to just let it be raw. But I was just so, I love you, but disappoint me. I was like, God, man, I put all this effort, like, trying to sound super pro. I'm like, yes, we're gonna spread this information, and you're just like, look, it's shiny. I'm like, damn it. Not good.
I will do outtakes of certain things at certain times, but. We probably don't let anything just be raw anymore. We learned our lesson with that in the early years.
We still have, I would say, a good portion of ours is still on the raw, unedited side, because a lot of it is just us shooting the shit and having a conversation. Yeah. The bloopers...
Oh, you guys have never seen the blooper or heard the bloopers. I seriously will have to send them to you.
Don't send them to them. That's what you don't want to do.
If you send it to anybody, don't send it to Mike.
If we send it to Mike, he'll probably put it together in some crazy, amazing way. But hey, we literally spent
if you want me to, I can. That's not a problem.
I have an outtake of Mike.
Actually, I think I might. I have her burping. I have her eating Cheetos really close.
It's not just me. Not just me.
We were making, like, droplet noises for probably a minute straight.
Longer than we should have. Yeah. We were testing the mic, and it was stuff like that. No, so the one thing that I think, especially with you, Jenna, is, like, I liked that we went the raw, unedited route, because when we were starting the very first couple podcasts, you were, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So you were trying to
throw me under the bus.
I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm pushing you, shoving you lovingly into the spotlight, under a bus. So you were trying to script the beginning, and she would turn the mic on, and she'd sit up straight in her chair and, like, scooch in closer. And I'm watching this shit happen. I'm like, what? What is the shit show that's going on? Like you're trying to be a lady. What is this? Like, I don't know you anymore.
Hello.
It's like, my name is Jenna. And it was just so robotic. And so we were recording, I think, Was it the fifth one?
I think it was the fourth or fifth
one. She's trying to record the fifth one, and God bless her soul, she's trying to do a scripted
I think beginning. I changed it after, like, the third one, because you were like, you gotta stop being Let's so ridiculous.
Just, I don't know, it was, you went into, like, almost like a teacher mode, where you just, you're, I don't know, rigid. So, it was, like, the third or fourth one, and you're doing your spiel, and you're, you get upset because it wasn't exactly the tone you want. And she's like, ah, fuck it. And she starts to go hit the button to stop and delete it. And I was like, no, we keep going. And I just like unmuted it. And you just started laughing. You're like, no, this isn't happening. I'm like, keep going, keep going. And I think after that, we just kind of,
we just
rolled with it. Cause I think for us, I think what we have works good being unscripted and kind of raw. I mean, we do have an outline and we try to stick to it, but I think especially us also being here together, I think makes a big difference of us doing this side by side versus trying to Skype or Skype or do anything like not, because when we're together, it gets weird, which is what we want. That's what we're sharing with everyone is that it gets weird. So I think, I mean, I think a lot of people probably do, you know, the editing, but I think there is something to be said about having
someone in front of you.
Well, someone in front of you.
I best friend.
Well, I think it makes a difference if you're, if you're doing it remotely or if you're sitting right next to your co-host, because I've only had a few instances where I've actually been next to a co-host. One of them was recording a board game podcast, and I think the other time was when I was recording with my wife briefly, and then during Mike's wedding was the only other time.
Not during the actual wedding, but like, before the like
wedding.
Although it would have been funny if we had Michael Wilson on too, though. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, they went home at that point, I think.
Yeah, and I got punched numerous times that day.
Well, of course you did.
Yeah, I said things that.
Of course you did.
Normally get away with.
Yeah.
At the wedding?
Yeah.
No. Oh,
yeah. No, not at the wedding. I said it after.
After when we were done, it was after the reception.
Yeah, it was,
because that's the thing about weddings these days. Like our other co-host, longtime producer Optimus, I mentioned him earlier. He and his now wife Amanda just got married recently, and I asked him, so where are you going on the honeymoon? We're not. I'm like, what do you mean you're not going on a honeymoon? My wife and I will be taking ours this December, a year after we've been married, because nowadays, this day and age, at least unless, you know, you're Donald friggin' Trump or somebody that has oodles of money, most young couples or whatever, middle-aged couples, whatever you want to call us, don't take the traditional honeymoon thing. Like, I remember as a kid, when my dad got remarried, he and my then stepmother went to, I don't know, Jamaica or something for a week.
I did that.
Most people don't do that anymore. Like, you know, the whole thing of, oh, wedding, church, reception hall, and then immediately after they're gonna run out to the car and go off to wherever.
I've only seen that once.
No, the wedding I shot 2 weeks ago, they got out of the car and then I was packing up my gear and she came back in. She's like, you thought I left, didn't you? I'm like, nope, I knew you were coming back to clean up your shit, because that's what I have to do. But yeah, no, I mean, a lot of the couples that that I shoot for, a lot of them are pushing their stuff back because they're, you know, they have to work or they have to wait for there to be like a, you know, fucking holiday. Sorry, you said weddings. I was like, let's talk about that. What do for a living?
There you go.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. So you guys do feel like there is a difference of having someone like side by side versus kind of over. Because my one fear is if we're not able to be together, if it changes the dynamic.
Probably not.
No. But
how long have you and Mike known each other?
10 years. Yeah. And really? My wedding was the first time we met in person. So doing this for 10 years, it was easier. I mean, it was easy in person, but it's obviously easier online.
Yeah, and Michael Wilson, that was the second time.
Yeah, the second time you met him. It was the first time I'd met him.
Yeah, I'd met him at BotCon.
Yes, BotCon.
I love it, first sight. Did you run to each other, cheer the fire style?
Probably not, no.
No.
Well, how did you guys meet then?
On Twitter, of all places.
Yes, and this is like old hat news to some people, but I never bore of telling it. I was listening to This Week in Geek, and they were promoting their Twitter handles, so I joined.
And I used to sit and watch or listen to that while I would work every Friday morning while they were on CRNC in Canada. And I was connecting with other people that were podcasters and Transformers fans. And lo and behold, Mike pops up. And so I was doing all things Transformers the beginning, like first four episodes or so. At that point, had a different co-host, and then he's like, I want to do podcasting. I'm like, okay. And then he pretty much replaced the other guy after that, and then started his own podcast.
You know that was an upgrade, though. Come on, now.
Takeover. That was a takeover.
Master Galvatron. Like,
the other guy had the single worst Texas accent I've ever heard in my life.
Aw, shame. You pushing him out for that.
Well, actually, what
some people like that twang.
Well, what it was is I never could get a hold of him again, either.
He ghosted?
And it was super, it was super awkward. But he also had a problem with certain people on a Transformers site that I recruited him from, where he was kind of harassing some people.
That's hard, especially in the community like that.
Yeah, because even though it's so big, it's very small.
Yeah, and so I was like, yeah, I'm good.
The wedding industry.
It's like
there's lots of things. So it's like the wedding industry. There's lots of mirrors.
It's like the book industry. And yeah. comics. Well, yeah, comics. I was just trying to be a nerd like you.
I was just wondering, because it's like, I know we met in person at GameStop. That's how we bonded, was over games. And then I've got friends.
No, we bonded over poop, but this that's okay.
True. That's a different story. but like, then I have friends that I've met via Final Fantasy 11 or playing World of Warcraft and just kind of going that route and like meeting them recently, or, you know, still having a long friendship over a decade with people that you've never even met, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So being a nerd is cool. Being able to meet people like that.
Yep. Very cool. Very cool. Let's see. What, is there anything, any special topics you guys want to bring up for the show or for the podcast that you want to announce or anything like that?
I would say the Mother's episode that's going to be released, because that was hard.
So Bridget kept saying that she was embarrassed or not able to...
Not embarrassed. I said once. She says many times, once. I said I should probably...
No, she thinks she said it once. All right, you fucking... She says it multiple times that... She could never give her mother or her mother-in-law the podcast because of our dirty sailor mouth. Because
I'm a lady.
Such a lady.
Yeah.
So then I was talking to her. She was on the phone with her sister. Her sister overheard that
we were... Do you like how we tell each other stories? Like, it's my sister, but you're saying... No, go ahead. You're good.
Who cares? It's my story. It's my story.
We're too involved in each other's lives. I'm such a yenta. It's horrible.
So she's talking to her sister, and her sister over the phone, I could hear it, was like, "You're on a podcast?" And then you're like, oh, I could see the shame like, on your face. You were like, I can't believe I just said that, because I know she's going to go tell mom.
She's going to find it.
And sure enough, her mom goes, I found out podcast.
No. So my sister's nosy, because I gave her little detail. I was like, not about this, whatever. She finds it. And then I get a call from my sister, and she's like, Mom wants to talk to you. Like,
oh, no.
So my mom's on speaker, and she's like, you need to wash your mouth out with soap. Now, mind you, when she's saying this, she's giggling, because she knows. She knows very well that I swear a lot. But she was like, my word. She's like, I can't have your grandmother listen to this. And I was like, oh, my God, it's so funny that you just said that, because I literally just said I wasn't going to swear so much. And I said, I promise you, I'll make an episode for you. And I called you up and I said, we need to make an episode. My mom found it. She told me to wash my mouth out with soap.
We decided this is going to be the next podcast that comes out, and it's going to be called Word to Your Mother.
And it's the first podcast
that we tried to not swear.
No. Okay.
Okay.
I,
she did not swear.
I was successful. You dropped it real early.
Notice. She actually told me, and then she said she was going to tally it, and then she put a tally in this notebook in front of us, and I had three.
It was three. But who's counting? It was three. But yeah, so you dropped it. You looked at me. You're like, no, I didn't. And I just felt like I was like, oh, you said it, I would. Like, that's what I felt like. But yeah, it was. It took so much energy not to swear. So I think we're saying fluff instead.
Yeah, we started crack. To get to fluff. Fluff it.
So I yeah. So definitely, like we definitely want people to hear that, especially if they're like ill gross. They swear a lot. That's the episode to listen to, and that's probably gonna be the only episode to listen to be honest with you. But I mean, we tried really hard, and I think it was super fun.
So word to your mother.
Yeah. What's the next one that we have?
That reminds me of Mark Wahlberg. He's like,
well, that's because that's what
they had your mother for me.
He says,
"I'll be back."
Now we're just going off a tangent. What's
okay,
the
so no. This is actually a good tangent because I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts. Uh-oh, I can shit. Still
half a yard.
We were shut up! You can't do it right.
In the episode, we were just talking about this though about walk. Wahlberg. We were just talking about that because I know I had to get it out. It was already fucked up, so I'm like, I'm gonna finish it and then come back. That's what I did. That was probably one of the worst.
That was perfect. I'm dying over here because you should see her face. Yes. Her face was precious. It was anyway, like bah bah bah.
That's when my
we were just talking about Mark Wahlberg.
That's when my brain stops and the mouth keeps going. No, we were talking about it because it was a thing I found on YouTube. God damn it.
YouTube.
Son of a monkey. Okay, so I'm gonna go. I'm excited. Let me slow down. Okay, so it was about slang, and it was talking about slang, and it was talking about Boston and things that you would hear. And there was one of Mark Wahlberg, and he was talking. And one of the things that I definitely listened to was he was talking about how you steal money from your mom's pocketbook, and not everyone knows what a pocketbook is. And I just thought that was interesting. So I was like, oh, I know what, oh, I know exactly what he's talking about. But it was a whole bunch of different slang terms. There was one South African one I was listening to. Sorry, that's my tangent. But that's essentially where I was going with it.
Yeah. Yes, so, I love his Boston accent. So you have to do it, Mike.
I'm trying. Hold on.
You're welcome.
Steve, talk.
Talk.
You're an ass. It may for me nowadays because I lived my first 13 years in Boston. I
lived the
rest of the time I was living in Louisville, Kentucky, and now I'm in Chicago. So it's kind of hard because I have an amalgamation of a Boston accent and a Southern accent. I will use y'all all the time at this point. It's sad. All right. I can still park the car in Harvard Yard because you remove the R and you replace it with H. You know, we all go to Worcester, that kind of thing. Where it really comes out, where people really can hear it, and Steve can attest to this, is when I am super, super angry, like my entire body is shaking and I am cursing so much. Like, I curse.
I've got recordings.
Yes, I know. I curse in general just because I always have and I always will kind of a thing. And my mom, after a while, she didn't really care. Obviously, once I was an adult, she didn't really care. The funny thing is, you say that you're creating this new podcast, the Mother's Day podcast or whatever you're calling it, for your moms. I had my mom on a podcast. It was only one we ever did. I went up to Massachusetts to get her to bring her back down here to, back down to Kentucky at the time. And we did like a, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 minute thing of just talking about the trip down and listening to that. And people would be like, oh my God, your mom talks funny. I'm like, yeah, well, that's Boston for you, because she never lost the accent. She's lived in Florida. She's lived all kinds of places, but she would always go back to Boston. And it never faded and anything else. And after she passed about 3 years ago at this point, I was going through her stuff. And I found a whole list of all of the interviews that I had done from the point that she had moved down there to the point that she had done, like, for 2.5 years, my That's Jason tough. David Frank interview, my Kevin Conroy interview. I say mine, I mean ours, because Steve was on most of these. Jason David Frank, Kevin Conroy, Pat Fraley, all these people, Rob Paulson, Maurice LaMarche. Like, she wrote down almost every single name for about 2 years, kind That's of a thing, awesome. on a whole list. And I'm like, damn, I didn't realize she listened to this stuff.
Damn, Mom, you cool. Yeah.
That's right.
That's awesome.
And the crazy thing is, for the last week, it's so weird. I feel like my mom is haunting me right now, because for the last 2.5 weeks, everywhere I go, I can smell nothing but cigarette smoke. I don't know why.
Mike, where are you at?
Yeah,
she
that's
probably
right.
is. I get that, because my dad had passed, oh gosh, I want to say 2009.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still moments where he'll change my radio station. Like, I'll be listening to something and all of a sudden it starts playing reggae. And that was like what he did, like, all the time. And I'm like, damn it. So, like, it's just, they always check in. So yeah, she's haunting you. That's just what parents do.
She's just trying to see that you're still hanging out.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Checking in. Okay, bye. Like, thanks for scaring the shit out of me. Thanks for that.
Well, the whole thing about smelling cigarette smoke. Yeah, that's a no for me, because I can't deal with any kind of smoke. Cigarette smoke, weed, black and white, I can't deal with any of that crap.
That was my house growing up.
God, no. I'd sooner kill myself.
You're like, is my house burning
down?
My
house was weed a lot, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I learned all of my language from my mother.
You did.
So,
I've seen your mom. Like,
problem
drunk.
Is,
it's
crazy. Yeah. So I have a horrific Wisconsin accent.
Oh, it's fantastic when it
when
comes out.
I am talking really loud, when I'm angry.
You're always talking loud.
Yes, that's true. Talking really loud, angry, and extremely drunk.
Yeah.
And then if you get me in front of my family, we're all talking like that. And I didn't really.
I thought you were all very aggressive to each other. But they all love each other, but I'm like, whoa, this is intense.
Shut the fuck up, Mom. Yeah, it's like one of those. So, but then I talked to my aunt the other day, and she's like, oh, don't you know, I just got a new job, and I was just driving down to Menards to get, and I was like, whoa, dang. Like, that's bad. I sounded like that? I had to try and change it, so I only have a couple of words that aren't, you know, like, I still utilize, like, bag and bagel, and that people
bagel.
Make bagel.
What?
It's a bagel.
Oh, slap you in the face. No,
it's a bagel.
It's a bagel.
You are wrong.
It's like Basil on Basil Street or whatever.
Oh, my God.
So then I started getting, like, I think I was out at a party or something, and somebody was like, holy crap, you sound like Sarah Palin. So I started doing this whole thing that I wanted to be like. It's when Tina Fey started acting like Sarah Palin. So I did this whole act on Sarah Palin.
Spiel, yeah.
So people even get to the point where they're like, you got to do that on a phone call when I'm at work. And I'm like, I don't think I could. But I'm like, don't you know? You vote for John McCain, okay? You read my book and...
So bad. It's interesting. I was going to ask you, Mike, since you've been kind of traveling all over the place, do you feel like when you're like back home or in certain places that your accent gets stronger when you're around people, or is it only when you're like angry, shaky, angry?
No, it's only like how I'm talking right now is my everyday voice. It's only when I'm angry, like I have to get really angry, like to the point where I'm going to basically throw my head through a wall angry kind of thing, that it really, really comes out. Yeah, I like I said before, basically where my whole body ends up vibrating, that's how angry I have to get for it to really, really come out.
So I grew up in upstate New York, so there isn't really, like, if I say New York, everyone assumes the city. So there's not really, I don't really have an accent, but then with the Mark Wahlberg, that shit.
Jeez, she's having a tough time with this name.
So this is the hard part, is I will randomly, my voice just wants to do some weird shit. So if I'm around someone with a heavy accent, I weirdly start mimicking it. And yeah, I try
I do
not
that too.
Oh, I try not to. And I'm like, oh, I'm making an ass out of myself. Or you kind of mimic how they speak, which is not good.
I did that in an acting class once. It was completely an accident. I didn't intend on mimicking this guy, but it was made for a very hilarious improv moment.
Was that in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2? Were you Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt?
No. But it was almost like that. We had an improv moment in our class, and it was basically whoever was there before you, before the teacher called you, that was the one that controlled the scene. And it was a African-American individual with a very urban accent.
Oh, no.
And I used to work for Little Caesars and would answer the phone, and I would get people periodically, and I would change my voice to deal with disgruntled people.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Did you ever use Megatron?
I have used some of those voices. And
I'm the manager.
Yeah, I used to, and I'll circle back around to that in a second. But
oh my gosh, I'm in love.
During the improv moment, I didn't want to go up there. I hate improv because I don't do well under that. Like, so it was more of a panic moment.
Yeah.
And he started, you know, like, hey y'all, you know, kind of like getting into the that whole thing, and super ghetto sounding and how he was portraying it, and he was referring to me as his son, and so like without missing a beat, like something snapped, and I was like right on the same wavelength. Yeah. and talking to him just as ghetto as he was to me, and it was, and like in the class, like you could say things that were vulgar and it didn't matter because the teacher's like, you're gonna get offended in this class, if you don't like it, leave.
Yeah.
Like the first day, and so like half the class left, and then the rest of us were still there.
Damn.
But it was hilarious because nobody knew that was going to come out of my mouth. And it actually got worse when I did a Joker monologue later on.
Was it like pin drop? Like everyone's like, holy shit, that's happening.
It was like Heath Ledger.
No, I did Mark Hamill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, even better.
Yeah, they, like the whole class was like, like, and the teacher, of course, made me do it like 6 times in front of him because he was like, I need a little bit more inflection here and here. And I'm like, I'm telling you, dude, like, this is what I got. Like, but, yeah, I used the Megatron voice periodically when I was at, Little Caesars, and I'd answer the phone, and I would answer the phone with really, cause they wanted you to answer with your name. And I'm like, they're ordering a pizza. They don't need to know my name. And it used to irritate me. And so, because I was, you know, a teenager and rebel at that time, I just didn't care. Some of that's changed, but I would pick up the phone and I'd say, my name is Stave. And so they thought I would say Dave. So when somebody would be mad at me, it at something like I would Beavis say.
Sounds like Beavis and
Butthead. I used to do Beavis.
I actually have braces. I have braces, too. But, sorry, continue.
Cheap you for my bungle. So I used to do that a lot too. I would get customers periodically that were not satisfied with everything, and so I would put it on hold.
Garbage.
I'd pick it back up, and I would go, "Oh yes, what would you like me to do today?" You know, and they would just like totally. They would think that it was a different person. Like I could just change the inflection or the tone in my voice. And they were like, oh, it's a manager call. And I had all the codes anyway, so I would just go in and do what I needed to do. But, and I would do that at McDonald's when I worked there, too. I didn't have the phones, but I would be on the line cooking the food.
Yeah.
And the managers would always irritate me. And my coworkers thought it was hilarious because I would, depending on the manager, I had a different voice I would use. So, like, some of them, I would go, it's me, Mario, and waha, or something like that.
I hope that you did the waha when you flipped burgers, like as you flip them.
I would do that at some of the points, like when I do like eggs or something, just to mess with them. And then my coworkers would laugh, and then I would do Gollum and Yoda, and I would do Megatron. And just mock them. And they would give me these, like, dirty looks, but they wouldn't do anything because I wasn't actually being derogatory about it.
Yeah.
But I was using a character voice where it was kind of insulting them, but I wasn't doing it...
directly. Just,
directly.
Like sneak attack.
Yeah. And so they were like, okay, I see what you're doing. And the funny thing is they would give you your reviews at work when... you least expected it. So like, it was supposed to be like a surprise. Like we're giving you a, you know, review or a write up or whatever. But if you call them out on it, like right as they're walking towards you or like earlier in the day, the rule was, is it's supposed to be a surprise. So they would not do it.
That just reminds me, like, if that someone's walking up with that face, like, oh, I'm going to fucking review you, and you're literally screaming, swipe or no swiping, and then they can't do anything.
<Too much.
laughs> Caught you, like, can't do it now, huh? And then you walk backwards, like, air gunning them, like,
you never get a review, like, the whole time you work there.
I feel pretty close.
You just go, no, and you just walk away.
Yeah.
Nope. Sorry, not happening.
You are not.
I love like the accents and the stuff, and it sometimes it gets me in trouble. I mean, honestly, it doesn't get me in trouble when I'm with clients, because sometimes when you're kind of engaging them, not necessarily accent, but if you're mimicking like body movements and stuff, it's a good way for people to kind of open up to you. But one thing is, I love accents. And we've mentioned this in the podcast of my love for Spike from Buffy, which is just, it's love is still strong. But my husband can do a ton of different accents. And I love when we go out in public and I'll make him do different accents. And I'm like, no, you have to, I want everyone to believe that this is what you actually sound like. So we'll go out to, and I'll have him ordering drinks. His family is from South Africa. So I like to have him do that one, or like Australian or something like that. Or like really horrible punk, like British, which is a lot of fun. But I just like having us go out. I'm like, all right, I want you to do this tonight, and I want you to order drinks and just kind of hold on to it.
But that's weird foreplay or something.
No. It's just fun, because then people, it's because like,
it's if the we look. Go to this,
well, if we go there, well, he's a ginger, which is fun too. But when we go somewhere and he's talking regularly, like,
did
it's
you
just
say
so weird, regularly.
What is that word?
I have a lazy mouth. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, so
on Sesame Street, Elmo tells you how to say regularly.
Regularly.
Hey, even Elmo knows it.
It took me forever to learn to say. Well, that's gonna
learn hard. To say
Mitsubishi, because I can't say it quickly.
Mitsubishi.
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 Mitsubishi. That's the only way I can.
She
say
said
it.
Mitsubishi just now.
I have a lazy mouth. Anyway.
Wow.
You
it's
a whole. Now it's going to be a whole episode of like, what can't Bridget say? Everything, literally everything.
You said Megumi.
Warburg. Anyway, so they treat him differently depending on how he sounds. That's what I was fucking getting at. If you weren't such an asshole.
She's losing her mind.
I think we all are at this point.
I just can't. Yeah, I can't speak very well, so I make him do it. So. I think I actually put it on my Instagram, poor English skills, and I don't know if people think it's because they don't know I know English. It's like, oh, I do. I'm just really bad at it. it's just how it is. And it, yeah, so there's that.
I'm really bad at math.
Aren't we all? I mean, math is just the devil.
My name's Jeff.
I'm good at money, but I'm bad at math. For sure. I'll count on my fingers still. It's bad. Doing timelines. 6 hour timelines, and I will count out 6 on my fingers like an idiot. And I have to joke and tell the couples, oh, I'm good at taking photos. Don't worry about it.
I actually have that issue too. But so there's this thing going around work, and it's called behind the green glass door. Has anybody heard of it?
No.
Mm-mm. I've never heard of that.
So it's really irritating me because I think I'm the only one at work that doesn't understand it, and they won't tell me the answer. So they'll say that they're like, they'll give examples of what is behind the green glass door and what isn't. And you have to figure out, like, it's a riddle.
What's in the box?
Pretty much. Like, is the cat dead or is it alive? No, I'm just kidding.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, I know. So
they were
literally like saying, so there's trees, but no leaves. And there's, you know, like, and they keep going and all these people start chiming in. And then, so I was like, okay, well, I want to try it too. Like, I can't understand it. I don't understand the riddle.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is there heart but no blood? And they're like, no, it's the other way. And I'm like, what the fuck is this game? So I just went home. I just went home and I still haven't, like, I refuse to Google it because I'm super upset. And I want to figure it out, and I have not. It's been 3 days.
Okay, now she's off that tangent. The last thing I wanted to talk about Wow. With accents was that Mark can be an asshole and he'll get me stuck in it. And that's what I was going to ask you guys. Like, if you're around family, do you get stuck in that accent? Because sometimes I'll go heavy Jersey for no reason. And I can't get out of it for like an hour. It's bad.
I'm not around my family a lot. They all live back up in Massachusetts. Some live in Florida. Others live other places. So the last time we were all together was when my grandmother died back in 2007. So yeah, it when I'm around my family, it does come out more. But I'm not around them that much, so.
You seem to get stuck when you're with your family, Jenna. You get stuck. You get thick, like with Wisconsin.
Wow.
Wisconsin, you get like thick, and then you'll be stuck in it for a while. Because I'll talk to you, and it's still there.
Yeah, that does happen. What happened? Oh, I just talked to my aunt.
Yeah, you'll like just talk to her, or come on the phone with me, and then it'll be. I'm like, are you aware that you're talking this way?
No, why don't you point these things out?
No, because I like when you talk like that. So I just let it roll as long as I can. I let it happen. I'm like, yes, keep going.
That's embarrassing.
And Stephen, is there any like ones that if people got you started that you would get stuck in as far as accent-wise?
Or voices.
Or voices, yeah.
Did he die?
Mike, Steve, what did wake you... up.
Steve.
That would be my microphone.
Yeah, he has microphone problems these days.
I forgot to turn it back on.
Steve, it's okay. I got my headgear. Are you still there?
I'm still here. But
people are gonna kill us for that.
What's that?
Her retard accent there.
What? That was Stan's sister.
It's headgear. Not Hulu.
There's nothing wrong with Hulu.
I know, but remember our emails.
Yeah.
We had a
hater. Oh my god. This was when was this? This is what, 5-10 years ago?
No, he pops up about every other year.
Really? Okay, yeah. So this would kind of be the last thing and we'll kind of wrap up. We'll get you all, you know, where we can reach everybody and all that.
There's really not any voices that I can get stuck in, although I will mimic people if I hear them say certain things. And it's just if I find, like, there will be phrases that I will repeat that people will say, and I don't have any from my family, but if I'm out in public and I hear somebody, like, there's this guy at work that I really want to try and pick up on, because nobody can, he's kind of the bane of the existence of everybody there. I don't have to deal with him, but he is a royal pain. Like, he really uses the system at the rules of the establishment against it. Like, he'll buy stuff and then he'll return it, and then he'll like, he's a total waste of time. So we have, I want to learn his voice and how things work, because then I can call the people at work and mess with them. Yeah, I've done things like that
with you. Yes.
But I used to do a voice from a guy at the dealership, and he was really old, and he sounded real gravelly when he talked to you like this, and it's really hard to keep doing, but I talked to the general manager at the dealership that I used to work at in that voice, because I was sitting on his computer doing IT work, and he wasn't at his desk. I think he was outside, and the general manager was just talking to me, like, you know, giving the appointments, doing this and that on the phone. And I'm just, you know, carrying on, and my coworkers are just laughing around me, and the other salespeople are just laughing. And then I get close to the end of the call, and then I'm like, you know, this is me, right? And then she's like, what? And I says, it's me. And then she's like, oh, you suck. And then so like, so she's like, hang up the phone, and then I'll call and save him a voicemail. And I was like, okay. I did that to my wife's boss too once, but she put me up to it.
5 minutes telling you this.
Yeah.
Wasted my time.
Well, she scripted something out for me one time, and I called in as Billy Bob Thornton's Sling Blade.
Oh.
I like them taters. And
how are them checking accounts work at your place?
And so I would do the at the end of everything and like just kind of get it as like ghetto as I could. And then and I went in one day to go deposit checks at my wife's bank, and I was meeting her there. And I did the voice, and her boss is like, "It was you."
What?
And you just go, mm-hmm.
And it was like 2 weeks later, and I was like, mm-hmm.
It was
that's
me.
Funny.
But funny. Yeah, that's it's. I just like to do it occasionally, like just to screw with people because it's funny. And I did it at the Star Trek event I hosted a couple weeks ago.
Oh, sweet.
I did a Scotty impression. Because it was a question about the Enterprise, and I was like, "No bloody A, B, C, or D." And then they like the whole crowd just lost it.
Nice.
Got super comfortable after that, though.
So over the years that we've been doing this, every now and then we'd get this email from this person who was a huge Hulu supporter and basically hated Netflix. And this person quite literally did, like, you guys are saying you don't know how to talk, like, you don't know how to say regular or Mark Wahlberg or any of that.
I like
this person,
guys, but it's clearly just me.
Well,
continue. I haven't had the speech impediment.
This person could not spell for anything. They actually spelled
sure
Netflix. No, I'm pretty sure. You didn't threaten us with death if we didn't start promoting Hulu.
Yeah.
And we weren't getting paid to promote. We're not paid to say, like, if Hulu or Netflix or Amazon or Disney, no one's paying us to say these names.
Right.
They should be, but they're not. But it's one of those things where this person has the worst spelling and grammar I have ever seen. Even worse than me. They spelled out Netflix NETFLICKS.
Oh, my gosh, did they watch Netflix? Because the logo comes up on the screen.
I know, no,
they
right?
They were so pro Hulu that
they didn't care.
Okay, got it.
They didn't care.
They didn't care to know it. They just whatever.
I had to reverse engineer their email, find out where it came from,
and
Google them. And then I found them on several other forums, and then they were like hardcore bashing like certain types of like video gamers as well. And I was like, I started reporting them everywhere. Like, I was like, okay, this dude's like total pain. And then like their friends started emailing me, which is basically them. And then they both tagged, you know, would attack me in the email for a while. And then, and they would go like directly to my like Steve at Geekcast Radio. Like, not even to the feedback. Nope. They would just come right to me, and I was nice to them to begin with, and I'm like, okay, I'll take the nice approach because I can tell something's not right. And then the emails got more venomous, and I was like, you know what? You're a dick. Quit emailing me. Like, it
yeah,
was just
really.
Kind of... And yeah. So, I mean, it was just funny, but every few years we get that email.
Which means we're due.
Around?
We're due. Yeah,
yeah.
It's been about a year and a half. We're due.
Oh, I about us.
And the crazy stupid thing is at this point now,
we're more Hulu than Netflix.
I use both. Right now I'm rewatching for the upteenth time Person of Interest on Netflix, but I use Hulu for day out. Like, I'm not going to sit there through commercials watching Lethal Weapon. I would rather watch a commercial free on Hulu. I am no longer watching the 3.5 or 3 hour Monday Night Raw. I'd rather watch the hour and a half cut down thing that Hulu puts out or whatever kind of thing. It's just easier watching it the next day than having to watch it on real TV.
Yep.
I've not watched wrestling in years.
I love wrestling.
I don't even know who's a face or a heel anymore. But I got into wrestling. Rey Mysterio Jr. Little Ray Ray. It's my favorite. I met him in person and I lost my shit, dude. I met him in person. I walked up. I used to wear wide out contacts. When he was wrestling.
This is super awkward.
Don't give it away. So I wore wide out contacts like every week.
And I'd go to school like that, and people are like, whoa, she's a freak.
Like, in the snow, she would wear jeans with sandals because she wanted to be cool like that.
I was a whole different kind of person back then. But anyway, so he was coming to my small town, and I was so freaked out. I had his DVD. I had the 619 sweatshirt. I didn't do the contacts because I wanted to see the real me. And I walk in there, and I go to hand him my DVD, and he's like, cool sweatshirt. And I'm like, I ran out. Like, I couldn't say anything. I was like,
weird. Weird. She couldn't speak.
Yeah. Which is, yeah. So I have it signed, but yeah, no, sorry. Raymond's here. You said Raw, and I was like, oh, wrestling. I forgot. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was basically like the whole thing with like Frank Welker for me, but I go in with a GCR and shirt, and I'm just like, it was super awkward because they were just kind of like shoveling people through. Like, so yeah. It was like, so I got a photo with him thanks to Michael Wilson, but yeah. And then it was kind of the same thing when I met John Bailey in person. Epic voice guy. Because I'd been doing fan dubs with him for years, but the funny thing was, is like, I go up to him and I'm like, hey, blah blah blah, and he's like, and I was with my brothers, and he's like, I feel like I'm playing character select on Grand Theft Auto. Because we all look very similar.
Yeah.
Even though there's like years between us. And so like I'm the tallest, and then my middle brother's like he's the shortest, and then my other brother's like scruffy, like in the face, and so it kind of between the heights. And so he was just like, you know, just poking fun at us in his Christopher Walken voice.
Oh, great.
Which would have been funny if I had it recorded.
Yes.
Exactly.
They have to ask if you did.
Yeah, that's a voice I still want to learn how to do, but
Even people who, even like celebrities that try to do it, I hear that a lot of people have a hard time with Christopher Walken's accent.
Mm-hmm. If you want to call it an accent.
A way of speech, a way of life, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, I think we're going to wrap this one up. Where can the people listen to you guys besides on geekcastradio.com?
Yeah, we have it on geekresponsibly.com. There's also iTunes, Spotify.
This is her professional voice, by the way.
Hold on, let me sit up straight.
I printed myself on purpose.
I am special.
Google Play.
And gee golly, everyone likes me. Go for it.
Fat guy in a little coat.
All right, she's getting it out. All right, so it's Spotify, iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Google Play.
Yeah.
GeekResponsibly.com and GeekCast Radio.
Boom.
Awesome. Where can the people interact with you online? Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff, if you want to give it out.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, to also add to the other one, I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube as well, but I would have to check what that is. And we will be putting video here shortly because now I got this nifty, awesome webcam that we've been recording this last episode and doing stupid stuff and just making sure that it works. But for social media, I am on Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter. Most of them are I am Jenna Clark or Geeks and Garters.
And for mine, it's the easiest way to get to me is Instagram at Bridget Levy and then Twitter, but I don't know how that works yet.
She literally does not know how to tweet. She's like, then she yells at me because I was like, well, yeah, you barely have friends. That's why no one's liking any of your stuff and you don't know how to use it. She's like, well, you didn't like it. Thanks, friend. So I went and liked it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works, but if people start... I don't know, tweeting me on that, I'll tweet back. I don't know how I'll figure it out.
The technology. Tweet.
Yes, they tweet.
I can shoot a wedding, but tweet. I don't know how technology tweet. Works. Fine. I'm good with Nikon, but rather than that, I'm like,
So that's Bridget underscore Levy.
Yes. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
See, I don't even know my own handle.
Gosh.
Hotness.
Turn her off now.
Wah, wah, wah.
Now she wishes I wasn't here because she'd mute my mic. She's like, no.
I try muting him all the time.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It's like having the fake brake on the passenger side. Like the driver, like, oh my god, when does this stop? Yeah,
this train wreck never stops. I just want to hang out with both of you.
Yeah.
We should be posting the next one when?
Tonight.
Oh shit, tonight. Sweet. Awesome. Have a listen.
So it's there for the morning. Do-do-do. And for the whole weekend, you guys can word to your mother.
Word to your mother.
Wow.
Word.
I just want a whole podcast of Steve's voice.
Dear friends, today is the day the clown cried.
Yes.
And he cries not for the passing of one man, but for the death of a dream. The dream that he would someday taste ultimate victory over his hated enemy.
We need to make him read children books.
Yeah.
As Joker? Yes.
My boys don't particularly care for that.
They want to hear that.
I do.
The people want to hear it.
Exactly. I should do that.
You do that one.
Can you imagine the Joker reading Berenstain Bears?
That's what I want.
The boy gets on the bicycle.
We need to have him record him.
At least for a Halloween special, you have to have some like Cat in the Hat, like just some random shit.
One fish, two fish. Do that. And seriously, like you put it on your Patreon. People have to pay for that. That's amazing. I seriously will pay. Put it up for $5. Everybody will do it.
One fish, two fish.
Red fish, blue fish.
Blue fish.
He knows.
He knows. I love it. This is amazing.
Awesome. And he threw the tree up.
I want his commentary through my World of Warcraft game.
Oh, God.
We need to do a playthrough. Do you guys play video games, or is it just us?
I play video games.
I used to. I just watch
Mike
them online
like
now.
Them.
No, I like them.
Video games.
Yeah. Mike's
going to murder me.
He doesn't like video games.
I play the NES and the SNES Classic at this point. That's about it.
The little one, like the little, not the Raspberry, but... That
the
one,
new ones,
you know?
The ones that are actually, yeah, the ones that are actually official by Nintendo.
My cat's breath smells like cat food. And scene.
Yeah, exactly. And scene.
Mike and
this isn't funny anymore.
It's literally a mirror. It's like I'm Mike and you're Steve. That's what this conversation is. Just that.
Steve's my best friend. I choose you.
Oh no! Okay, we gotta end this shit on Pokemon references.
It's just a vortex.
No, Jar Jar. No. Go away, Jar Jar. You're bad.
I did Jar Jar at work. I did that voice, and they were like, "No."
Worm thing. A can of
worm. It's a wormhole.
Yeah. I am at TFG and Mike on Twitter. He is at SCP21 on Twitter. Visit geekcastradio.com. Coming up next week, it's probably going to be me introducing the episode, and then Jesse and Ryan, those guys, are going to talk about board games in episode 189. And then we might take off the rest of the month because I'm going to basically convince and bribe and cajole Steve to do their idea of Redfish, Bluefish for Halloween in episode 190. So episode 190 is going to be our Halloween smorgasbord.
Yeah. People need to send me suggestions of books to read on my Twitter at SCP21.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm already going to send them right now.
Oh. Yeah. Right
now. I've got tons. I'm going to send them as pictures even.
So you can get the right one with the cover.
This is the one I want you to do.
Very cool. Very cool.
Dance, monkey dance.
Oh, boy. All right. Unleash the geek in you, and we will catch you next time here on GeekCast Radio.
How dare you speak for me, insolent worm?
Shut up and go play with your rubber ducky.
Ah, no.
You were the puppet.